On the Town.
都市略影。
From BBC Learning English. Learning English.
Hi and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
大家好，我是 Oliver.
Today we're finding out all about quite a new building in London, which has already become a very recognisable part of the London skyline.
Skyline, 地平线。那 Vicky, 这是一座什么样的建筑物呢？
It's 30 St Mary Axe.
哦，这一定不是什么有名的地方，因为我从来都没听说过。
Ah, well, you see, it's usually called by a nickname, the Gherkin.
哦，你这么说我就知道了。这是一座全玻璃外墙的建筑，有着非常特别的造型，看起来就像一只小黄瓜。A Gherkin.
It was completed in 2004 and has won many architectural awards and awards for innovation.
这座建筑获得了很多的奖项，一些是建筑方面的奖项 architectural， 一些是创新方面的奖项 innovation。
Most of the building is office space and is occupied by a Swiss insurance company and some other tenants.
Tenants， 承租人，房客。整栋建筑内大部分的空间是被瑞士保险公司占用。
But there are some areas of the building that are not just offices.
30 St Mary Axe is set in a pedestrianised plaza with shops, restaurants and bars. The plaza is open to the public and is bordered by a landscaped garden. There's a gourmet restaurant on the 39th floor, the highest eating place in London. The 40th floor lounge bar offers 360-degree panoramic views over London. Private dining rooms are also available for hire. However, all the entertaining facilities are only available for corporate use.
哇哦，我觉得我们真应该去体验一下。在大楼的周围还有一圈公共地带，对了，叫什么名字呢 Vicky？
A plaza. It's a pedestrian area, so no vehicles are allowed. And it has a landscaped garden.
一座景观花园。那么什么样的人可以去那儿参观呢？
Yes, it's open to the public.
哦，在屋顶还有餐馆和酒吧。听起来不错，这可是伦敦最高的餐馆呢。
The bar has 360-degree panoramic views.
360度全景 ，panoramic 全景。
So you can see the whole of London.
刚才我们听到的描述餐馆的词儿是什么呢
？Gourmet.
精致的，真想去那儿吃东西。
Ah, but I'm afraid you can't just go there. The restaurant and bar are only available for corporate use.
哦，那真是太遗憾了，只对团体开放。让我们再听一次。
On the Town，
这里是 BBC Learning English。
In the program today, we're talking about a recently built famous building in London, known as the Gherkin Tower。
因为它特别的形状，为它带来了一个这么可爱的昵称——小黄瓜。
Here are some interesting facts about the building for you. The building is all glass on the outside. That means.There's 24,000 square meters of glass, equivalent to 5 football pitches.
能覆盖五个足球场面积的玻璃，24,000平方米。
Even though the building looks circular, there's only one piece of curved glass at the very top.
Curved, 曲面的。
The Gherkin is 3 times as tall as Niagara Falls.
它的高度是尼亚加拉瀑布的三倍。
And it was sold this year for £630 million.
天哪，这可真是一栋高价的建筑啊。
Now, there's something else which is interesting about the building. It's very environmentally friendly.
环保的。
The building has energy-saving features which allow it to use half the power a similar tower would typically consume. Natural light floods interiors, reducing the amount of artificial lighting needed.Natural ventilation is assisted by the building's aerodynamic form, reducing the need for conventional air conditioning. The building's close to a variety of types of public transport and has a large number of cycle spaces in the basement to encourage people to ride their bikes.
也就是说，大楼在设计的时候就希望能够比同类的建筑更加节省能源。
It has energy-saving features.
节省能源的设施，就像自然光。
Natural light.
这些都可以尽可能地使用自然光源，而减少使用人工光源。
And the building is aerodynamic.
符合空气动力学原理的，就是说它通过自然通风而避免使用常规的空调设备。
Conventional air conditioning.
同时也鼓励在这里工作的人们使用公共交通或者骑自行车，而代替自己开车上下班。
On the town.
So when you see a picture of the London skyline, look out for the Gherkin Tower.
Vicky, 听你这么一说呀，我觉得这座建筑绝对值得去看一看，哪怕不能进去呢。
Well, that's all we have time for today.
下次见。
Goodbye.
On the town.
From BBC Learning English.